following program is closed captioned for the thinking impaired.
Let's tidy up this tangle of film by putting it on a reel. Here is a motion picture film, 1,000 feet, 16,000 separate photographs.
Welcome, everybody.
Hey everybody, I'm Michael.
I'm the guy who gets 12-pack bottles of Pilsner at the vendor, and that's what they call me now.
12-pack Jimmy.
And I am 13-pack Martin.
Oh,
I'm not drinking beers. I am just downing Arizona iced tea left and right.
He has a 13-pack. He's got one ab at the top of all the other
abs. Just one there solid
one
line.
Ab.
There's
usually
no break.
The top and the bottom, isn't there? That's like that big ab.
I don't know. None of us have had abs. We don't know.
No. I have something that covers my abs.
Yeah?
I've worked really hard for it. It's
a bulletproof vest.
Made of cheeseburgers.
Cheeseburger parade in Michael's belly.
Exactly.
Cheeseburger ready.
Welcome back, listener. Welcome back to the show. Hello. How are you? I hope you're enjoying the lovely weather that has bestowed us in this lovely city of Winnipeg. It's been hot. It is spring is early in so many ways, including a bunch of burning fires all over the province.
Geez, the country, really.
Yeah. Alberta's hitting it. Saskatchewan's hitting it. Manitoba is hitting it hard. 17,000 people migrated from the northern parts of Manitoba over the
It's been dry.
We got a bunch of phone calls at work to get forklifts to all the facilities.
You're relocating people.
For relocating people and moving them in and stuff like that. And that was they literally said, they're like, I don't care how much it costs. We'll pay it.
Yeah. Well, they got
crazy. It reminds me of that flood from the 99.
It's very much
flood?
In the same way. Yeah. 97.
Except
97.
97. Yeah. Except water.
Now we need water. Now. Yeah. There's no perfect medium.
Yeah. No, there really isn't. So shout out to everybody who we'll put a Red Cross link donation in the show notes.
I think that's a good idea.
If you're interested in donating to all the people who've been displaced due to these forest fires. I know Flin Flon might be gone.
Yeah. And that's not a pun. They're thinking of relocating.
Completely.
Listen, if something to remember is a lot of these are man-made, so please, for the love of God, just don't have a fire. Don't flick your cigarette into the woods.
Yeah.
Just stop. Make sure you stomp it out.
Smokey
please.
Says,
"Yeah,
cover like a fire pit instead
Do you
of
you
want to
make that
fire.
Bear disappointed in
Smokey
you?
Smokey the bear.
Yeah,
only you can prevent it, and it turned out that's about 95% true. You can't. It's only you that is doing it.
In honor of one Wes Anderson, if you've listened to the show in the past, we're big Wes Anderson fans. We're big Adrian Brody.
This is an Adam Brody, Adrian Brody, all the Brodies.
Pretty much.
All the Brodies.
We're Brody bros.
We are Brody bros. We all love a good Wes Anderson movie. I think the first fan casting we did accidentally became one because we were all in different, we all had different ideas, and Jimmy was like, Jimmy picked Wes Anderson. What did we do? Do you remember what we did for that fan casting?
You know, I feel like I turn a lot of the things that we do into a Wes Anderson movie.
Too true.
Wes Anderson
and now you guys
podcast.
Have fully caved.
Yeah.
And just decided everything's going to be
just let it flow. Let it flow. Well,
every fan casting should just be what if Wes Anderson did it, right?
It's nice for me to get a win.
Everyone's doing reboots now, right? So
yeah.
Like, what happens if Wes Anderson does a reboot for this movie?
Could you imagine the backlash? Kind of
exactly.
Show, right?
Like a Wes Anderson reboot of Jumanji.
Oh, God.
You guys,
I think the first thing I said was Sister Act. What if Wes Anderson?
That was your,
Sister
yeah.
Act?
That was how this all
That'd
started.
Be hilarious.
And right now, there's a huge slate of movies coming, and one of them is a John Wick story, Ballerina.
Well, it's a double. We're doubling up on two.
We
movies.
Are.
So how many John Wicks is this now? Like, I know it's not really him, but
John Wick universe.
There's
five. Yeah.
Five,
wow.
Yeah. Because of the show, right? The show, the continental.
Six then.
When the
four
first
movies,
one,
the show, and this new movie.
When the first one came out, did you guys think it would be a franchise like this?
Fuck no.
No, I didn't think so either. I thought it would have that one-off, and then that would be it.
Can I just say, I love seeing Keanu back at it.
Hell yeah, dude. Doing Rogers commercials, fucking living it.
Love it. Playing Wii. And losing.
And like he's at NASCAR. I saw him at NASCAR last weekend.
Like, he's living, man. He's living his
you
life.
Know, Paul Newman was the race car driver in Hollywood, and I think everybody tries to be a little Paul in their later years. Like Tom Cruise raced for him, Brad Pitt raced
Paul Newman
for him.
Could fucking skate.
He right?
Well, Keanu's got another movie coming out soon, too, right? With,
with
Aziz and like a couple
other
people. It's like he
plays
Angel.
Gabriel the Angel.
Yeah. I thought when Charles sent that to me, I thought it was the new Constantine movie. Because he's in the fucking trench coat, and Keanu's supposed to be bringing Constantine back, so I was like,
and he's an angel.
Wouldn't
that make
right?
him an angel because he did get pulled at the end, right?
And I thought with the trench coat and the whole look, I was like,
that's a big
are they
switch.
Already releasing Constantine? But no, I'm an idiot.
So it's a John Wick fan casting. done in a Wes Anderson style. Wes Anderson's going to direct it. We're going to use Wes Anderson's favorite actor.
Wes's Regs.
Wes's Regs, basically. I love that. That's what this is called, Wes's Regs. It's going to have pastel. It's going to be 4x3. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be a fun what if. As we always say, if you have your own ideas on this, there's a voicemail link in the show notes. You can leave a voicemail on that show note link and tell us what you think. I think it's up to 90 seconds. You can also be like, it's Mike, true. You're a fucking idiot.
And well,
be like,
we can't be true. More clear in that these are opinions.
They're opinions. And like assholes, everyone has one.
But I am right.
You, Jimmy, is always. Yeah. Yeah, when we get off, we're all. We
Jimmy is always right because yeah. He is a Sacramento Kings fan.
That's right. Chris Webber got this in Toronto. Very yeah. Happy.
But can't say Phoenician.
They had a lot.
Say Sacramento,
I just didn't
want to
say
Phoenician.
It. I could have guessed.
Jimmy, Phoenician's going to be your version of my scale. To scale. You're Phoenician. I am.
We all have
scale.
One.
That's what it is.
Oh, we all have one.
So what? Where
I have a flail. He has a scale, and you don't know Phoenician.
Yeah. So where is Phoenicia on the map?
Martin.
Phoenician is like, isn't it like an ancient kingdom in like the middle, kind of like the Middle East?
I don't know either. I'm just having fun making fun of Jimmy.
I've been learning like Greek
well,
class,
I know
Greek
about Phoenicia, Phoenicia, Arizona. And then there's Phoenicio Del Toro.
Ah, shit. Dr.
We're Gonzalo. On one today.
It's Mediterranean.
We are.
It's
Mediterranean. Thank you. All right. So Eastern that'll be fun. Mediterranean.
Yeah.
Wes Anderson movie. We've had Under the Water. We've had in New York. We've had.
Are you
in...
sure this isn't Yorgos's new movie?
Yeah, with Emma Stone. So yeah, that's what we're doing. And before we do it, there's a couple things we want to get out of the way. That's there was a postponement of the Star Wars trivia. If you got a refund, if you were one of the very few 10 people that bought tickets, and we understand why. We realize as we approach the date that a galaxy far, far away is not as fun as a Pride weekend 48
we
hours
We lost
later.
To Pride. We accept that.
We do.
We fully lost Pride. We were frankly shocked that they even
round.
Wanted to have us on Thursday of Pride week.
The day before a giant party was held Friday night.
Yeah,
and
we...
Tonight.
You know, it was nice of them. I'm sure they laughed at us thinking, like, you guys are so impossibly stupid.
You're so naive to think you could
we
compete
didn't
with a
no,
Pride
we didn't
party.
Think... It, you know what? We're going to move it, though.
Yeah.
It's still going to happen for those of you that did buy tickets.
Yeah.
The diehards.
Yeah, and tell 10 of your friends, and they'll tell 10 of their friends. And then we'll have a fucking trivia night. Because we could do trivia with two teams, but, like, I mean... It's not as much fun when
you're
there's
almost
a,
guaranteed to win a prize,
right? Like, and that's not fun. You want a challenge and shit. So, with that said, it's been moved, as Jimmy said, to June 28th.
Yep.
Little brown jug.
Got a little more time.
It's at the end of Pride, so everybody will be prided out, I think. If you want to come back to a night of nerds,
at least the corporations will.
They
be.
Will, yeah, to donate.
At least RBC will be done.
It'll be deep roots only by the end.
Well, it can only whip so many pens at people.
Right, exactly. And water bottles. And fucking
Happy deep. Pride!
Wear safety goggles.
Yeah, right? Oh,
you
got to
wear your Omni-gogs.
I mean, we're going to get back. We're going to the farm tonight, but we'll be back.
Oh, your
probably.
Walton Goggins goggles.
Walton Goggins goggle goggles.
Schmoggin goggles. No, we're going to the farm tonight, but then tomorrow we're coming back probably right around when the parade's happening. So I think we might just park at Earl's, Old Earl's there.
Oh, Old Earl's. What's it called now?
Bougie?
Terrible.
It looks like
hate
a
every part. It was a seafood restaurant for a month.
Yeah, it was.
That fresh Manitoba seafood, Martin, you got to miss it.
Yeah, you know,
which
lobster.
One is, fresh? Is that the one on Pembina?
No.
See,
no.
What's fun about fresh Manitoba seafood is that it doesn't exist.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't.
Unless
no,
it's doesn't. Walleye or goldeye.
Or
well,
zebra
sea.
Mussels.
That's not from the sea. That's fish from the...
That's right,
water.
Brother.
Yeah.
You know what? Unless it's sturgeon from up north or something like that. You
hey,
know
listen,
I mean? Like
I'm not saying
north?
We don't have good fish. We just don't have that fresh fucking... Mm-hmm. We're not getting lobster rolls, brother.
But we do have...
Lobster is a crustacean, not a fish, Jimmy.
Oh, my God. Nice. I eat spiders, okay? I don't know what anything is.
Star Wars trivia, June 28th, 4 rounds. Cosplay challenge, dress up as your favorite. I will be there in my Obi-Wan Kenobi robe.
Is that true?
Yep.
All right. Over there.
I will have my lightsaber.
Freshly washed, I hope.
Yes. Well, it hasn't been used for a while, but we'll wash it.
We'll bring the black light.
Yeah. my lightsaber from Galaxy's Edge. I'll have a little R2. Well, we'll have a bunch of shit. If you have Star Wars shit, bring your Star Wars shit. You'll be judged for
R2 Junior.
R2 Junior, R2 Senior. And then we're also going to have a coloring contest. Rebels versus...
The coloring contest was a massive success at the office trivia.
It was. It really was.
People
like
to color during the breaks.
We give you crayons. We give you a
we
picture.
Supply all
we
the
supply,
coloring.
Yeah, you just have to
don't
supply
worry.
Your artistic take.
That's right.
Adding to them helps.
There were some good ones.
There was. Like going beet coloring outside of the lines might be a good idea is
what
I'm
saying.
Think
about that. All the best artists do.
$10 a ticket. Subscribe to the show so that you don't miss when the tickets go on sale. Subscribe to our social media. It's all in the show notes so you don't miss when the tickets go on sale because that's where all the things go because that's how the world works. It's social media. It's fucking likes. It's
who
all
knew?
That stuff. Who knew? I mean, 20 years later. That said, I don't think we have – we're going to be doing movies in the park.
We'll be back for Fringe this
we'll
summer as well
Fringe.
In July.
We're going to be at Jazz Fest too. Yep. We're gonna talk about movie soundtracks at Jazz Fest. With
so,
all
you know, you got to follow fast. The page.
Exactly. Follow the page. You'll be in the know. Everything will make
did
sense.
Did you hear that, Jimmy?
I did hear that, yeah.
What do you say?
Don't worry about it.
All right.
That's good. Well, you can hear it in the post-show notes.
Let's go into fake world.
Don't
worry Let's about leave it. Move the real world behind. Martin, what did you watch this week?
I tried to watch Brave New World. Is it Brave New World? Captain
yeah.
America? Brave
Captain,
New World?
Yep.
I didn't finish it. I'm going to give it another chance maybe next weekend. But...
You're going to start from the beginning?
Yeah, I think I'm going to have to start over.
What?
Correct me if I'm wrong. Senator Ross was played by a different guy, right?
Yes.
Like the
yeah.
Previous... Okay, so he's... Okay.
Not Harrison Ford.
Yes, no. That wasn't Harrison Ford. That confused me a little bit. I'm like, is it this guy from that other Captain America movie where he, like they found out Hydra was...
Yeah.
What is it? S.H.I.E.L.D. or whatever? That's the one, right?
Would so... you... Sorry, not to interrupt, but would you rather them... make that little joke where they acknowledge that he doesn't look like the way he used to.
Yeah, I think they would do some sort of little joke. Like he had like this thing where he was melting down, and I don't know. There was one funny scene where he just kicks like a podium when he's answering questions. He has a mustache, I guess, like it was years ago. But anyways,
so they tried to make him
weird.
Look like the old one,
huh?
So they tried to make him look like the old one.
I think a little bit, yeah, they tried to. He's like at a press conference when he was still general and he wasn't president yet. He was like a general or something, and he kicks like a podium down.
Stupid.
And I was like, oh, this is weird. But I don't know, I got like maybe halfway through it. I love what's Anthony Mackie. Love him.
Yeah.
I like his co-star. I can't know what the actor's name is, but the guy who plays the new Falcon, I like him too.
He's going
to
be in Young Avengers.
I just thought the enemies, I didn't get to the, you know, obviously there's Red Hulk.
Yeah.
I didn't get to that part, but I just thought like,
Giancarlo you didn't make
Esposito.
It to Red Hulk. Yeah.
Wait a minute, hang on, I'm confused here. Who plays Ross? Because it says Harrison Ford is Thaddeus Ross. Does he have a mustache? Is that who has a mustache?
Go ahead, Martin.
Go
sorry.
Ahead.
No,
oh,
you. Go.
There's like a flashback of a news clip of him when he was general before he was president, and he had a mustache in that one. So
to make him look like the old version of him,
oh,
like the former actor, Cuba Gooding Jr.
I know who he is. Yeah. Okay, thank you. Because I was confused. I was like, wait a minute, he is.
We're all confused.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. So this is muddled, is what you're saying.
Yeah, and also, like I guess, like I'm saying, the I haven't gone to Red Hawk, but. Or who the main bad guy was yet, but like the main bad guy so far is Giancarlo Esposito, and I'm just like, this dude just has a fucking gun.
Sidewinder.
Like, can he just like,
he just has a gun.
Is this really Avengers level like Captain America shit to deal with? You know what I mean? Like, can't you just get Daredevil to fly in and do something about it? You know, or Jessica Jones, like, or Luke Cage, like one of the other.
Luke Cage would just walk at him.
Yeah, I mean, get one of the B-liners. Why is Captain America, who's supposed to be the head of Avengers, dealing with this shit? He has like an Iron Man suit now, basically, right? So why is Iron Man, he has an Iron Man Black
wow.
Panther combination. Why is Iron Man Black Panther dealing with this shit?
He has a gun.
I was like, I don't get it.
This is why I haven't bothered yet. And this is again, the Marvel
problem. The
stakes
don't feel there.
Like Marvel, I know Marvel made that press release last year about like, you know, we're going to slow down and we're going to focus more on movies and less on TV. But that didn't mean that you fixed any of the things that you made before you made that statement.
Right.
So it's still happening because it's still...
Because the plan still has to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have a
theory on
that.
Yeah, I just don't get this as a movie. I see this more as like a TV show. Like
it should have followed Captain and the Winter Soldier.
It sounds like it because it's got Isaiah Bradley in it from the show. Like that...
It should have just been the season two.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I just didn't see it as like if a movie is going to be high stakes. I didn't think, like Jimmy said, the stakes aren't high enough for it to be in a movie. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I was like, why do we have this? But I'll finish it. I'll get back to it and try to finish it again. But like I said, I wasn't really into it.
It's maybe not one that you'll have to rewatch.
Yeah. I mean, we've come with Dan, like the Thanos, even Shang-Chi, things
like where's
that.
He?
And yeah, there's like some sort of, there's a huge risk in those things. But here's
right.
Like, well, there's no risk. Where's the guy risk? With a gun so far?
Well, it's a guy with a gun versus a guy in a suit who didn't take a serum. Like, Anthony Mackie still has, like, there's a lot
he's
of work. Yeah, like, there's a lot of work to believing that suit is going to, like, it's practically an Iron Man suit.
It's basically a new suit, yeah.
Right. It's an Iron Man suit.
Yeah. Without admitting that it's an Iron Man suit.
And the one thing that I did like about it so far, like, the fight scenes are pretty cool. Like, him throwing that shield was pretty neat, but I'm also, like, just a bit confused. Like, he doesn't have this super serum. I guess maybe the suit can enhance his combat abilities.
Yeah,
but,
that's
like,
what I think.
I don't
well, that's what it does for Iron Man. So, in theory, it's using a...
Yeah,
you
know, I guess.
Let's say
so.
Used a blueprint.
I see what you mean, though. Like, it doesn't feel like a Falcon movie, and it doesn't feel like a Captain America
like,
movie.
Like, just inject him with some steroids, super soldier serum. You know what I mean? Just give it to
you're
Anthony
having,
Mackie. Let him
I kind of have the same issue. Because he's not like Batman, where you can believe he can hang with these guys that have these superpowers. Because he's just a man.
Yeah, he is just a man. He's a soldier. Like, Batman, also, I would say, has hyper intelligence.
That's what I mean. Like, he's basically a superhero because of that.
Yeah, exactly. And he has the capabilities, whereas he's just... I got this suit from Wakanda, which is a pretty cool suit, I'm going to say.
Sweet
but
suit.
Just,
yeah.
But even then, he's not Black Panther.
No.
Because Black
like,
Panther,
he's not Shuri.
But he drank something too, right? Like both of them.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
It's not grounded. There's power.
Yeah, just
right?
give him some of that Black Panther serum. You know what
they
I mean?
Gave
just
it to John Walker.
To
well,
he's Captain
okay.
America.
Right?
You know what? I'll go next
you
after
go
he's
next.
Done. Well, how many?
His will lead into yours.
Yeah, well, and there's some things that I can say to...
Before you guys jump on the DC bandwagon.
We need to... Yeah, we need to clean detox.
yeah, because I want to talk about what you're going to talk about, because I've seen that as well.
Okay.
And I like that movie better than this one, so...
Okay.
I've heard that.
How many mustached Harrison Fords?
Well, I'm going to give it... Since I only made it 50%, I'm going to give it 50%.
Wow.
Out of 100.
Okay.
They reverse right. Henry Cavilled him.
Yeah. yeah. With AI.
But in Mission Impossible, he grew a beard and mustache.
That's true.
While he was cocking his arms. That was the coolest fight move I've ever seen in a fight.
That was pretty cool.
That was supposed
that
was to take 3 days.
By the
that
way,
took 3 weeks.
I don't want people to think I don't like that. I think that was sick. Because he just, boom, loads his arms. Fuck yeah.
Okay, so I went and saw a better Marvel movie. I went and saw Thunderbolts.
New Avengers?
Charles. No, New Avengers.
You saw New Avengers?
That's what they're saying. That's what they're calling it.
You saw New
okay,
Avengers?
Okay, yes, I saw New Avengers.
I'm sorry, what? Thunder what?
Let's explain the asterisks. Because obviously that's what it is. Yeah, no, we went and saw it. And like... Okay, first things first, I love that it was grounded. Like, yes, there's John Walker's the only one who's got real
superpowers.
Well, there's someone else. I can't remember her name, but she can.
Well, ghost kind of.
Oh, the ghost one who can,
she can
teleport
a minute. Yeah.
Or she phases out of reality.
That's it. But it's not in the indestructible sense.
Right.
Right? Like, yeah, John Walker again.
I think they made that clear. They're not indestructible in the first
David
2 minutes.
David Harbour, also superhero.
Right.
That's true.
Didn't the Russians give him super serum?
The story just makes them more relatable,
okay.
Right?
Yeah, I
see. So,
that.
Like, they're grounded in reality where they're functioning in everyday life, and it's problems of a superhero. And, like, Elena is depressed when you start off, right?
Yeah.
And she's just doing missions for the sake of money. She has no direction. And on the backside of her story is Julie Louis-Dreyfus's character, Vaughn. What the hell's her name, Martin? Vaughn something?
Valentina something?
Yeah, Valentina Vaughn something something. She is running an operation to button up all of the soldiers that she has out there doing different jobs.
So she's like Viola Davis for
kinda
Suicide Squad.
She's Viola Davis, and like Marvel and DC, we see versions.
DC did it first.
Okay, so what ends up happening is she tries to close everybody's loop.
Okay, what does that mean?
Put them all in one place and kill them all.
Oh,
and they realize
she wanted to cut off all loose ends.
There it is, and they realize that
they're loose ends,
and then they team up.
Ah.
So there's your like origin of how they get together. And then from that point, it's a buddy road trip / comedy.
It's very funny.
It's fun. It's super
funny.
You know, I bet Taskmaster has so many funny, cool moments throughout the whole movie.
No.
I bet they just have such a great ending and they get to go live their life.
Taskmaster, spoiler alert, eats it about 3 minutes in.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they don't.
More like 25.
Okay, sure. Yeah, it was fast though. It was really early, and then we were like, okay, all right. So that's like. It's
but they're
kind
part of all the promo.
I know, but it's kind of like the opening in Suicide Squad or the Suicide Squad.
Yeah,
where we have one
that's
team who
think.
Bites it.
It's Drew Barrymore.
And then another team fills in for them?
It's a Drew Barrymore thing.
It's Drew Barrymore.
It's a Drew Barrymore fake out. Exactly. I thought it was fun. It wasn't big battles. The only thing I thought was weak, really, the only thing I was entertained, I had a good time, was our baddie.
Sentry.
Sentry?
Yeah.
Or Sentinel.
Yeah. Oh, it's Bob.
Bob.
Well, it's Bob.
It's Sentry.
He's also Bob in Top Gun.
Do you guys remember when he was supposed to be Steven Yeun?
What?
Yeah. That was the original casting choice for Sentry.
Oh, really? Steven
Yeun? Yeah, you guys don't remember that?
No.
When they first announced this fucking movie,
now. Yeah.
That's who they cast for it, and I think he had a conflict and couldn't do it.
Did you see Thunderbolts?
Not yet, but I know everything that happens.
Okay, because I'm like, how do you know? Bob is, like, I mean, it's
now
funny.
Now it's Lewis Pullman.
Bob is funny how Bob shows up, because Bob just kind of crawls out of a crate and then is there, and he's like, hi, I'm Bob, right? And everyone's like, who's Bob? Like, it's a running bit. But his power ends up being that he can project your worst nightmare and make it feel like reality.
Sentry is like Marvel's Superman, basically, but his power is bizarre in that it just doesn't make sense in the
way. It gives you rotten mental health.
Yeah.
And then the director was cool because he used the shadows that were burnt into the wall in Japan.
Looked like nuclear shadows.
Yeah, exactly. Looked from the drops.
Was that the idea?
It was.
Wow.
And then they go into a shadow-like universe, and until he dies, they're trapped there.
They're trapped.
So it's very Snap, right?
But they don't kill, like, they don't, how
they
do they?
Die. They just get stuck there in their own.
Yeah, they're just stuck in an alternate universe.
Okay. Yeah.
Reliving their worst nightmares.
He was the only bad part of it, I think, Barton. Because, like, I was like, okay, this is not, like, he's strong. He's been given powers, right? He has the usual
suspects.
Honestly,
the best thing about the movie was David Harbour. He was
the
whole movie. Like, that's it. Just every scene with David Harbour is awesome. That's all.
So why don't they call in real Avengers to do this? Like, I know that they don't really exist anymore.
It's post-Snap, so Cap is old, Iron Man's dead, everybody's...
They're rebuilding the team, basically,
is
what they're doing right now, so there's no team
yet. It doesn't exist.
100%.
Yeah. Okay, I understand.
Yeah. But, like, action-wise was great, CGI was cool, humor's on par. David Harbour was, like, very fucking, like, when Elena come to his house and... She's like, hello, Dad. And he's like, oh, I've been very busy. Sorry, apartment messy. Many hens and many pies. Right? Like, he's
imagine a guy just watching the Real Housewives of whatever.
Yeah.
Nonstop pizzas and donuts. That's what David Harbour's reality was like at the beginning.
That's
and
how then, I feel about his Santa Claus in...
he's not Russian.
In Violent Night.
Like, just very lovable, right?
Yeah.
Like, he's the champ for everybody, I think. Yeah, I liked it. I mean, Martin, I don't know what did you, it, I give it a I give it seven rusty limos out of 10.
I think 7 is good. I mean, I would say, like I said, I'm giving it definitely more than Brave New World. So
not their best, but you guys had a lot of fun.
Part of their new slate that's awesome.
Okay,
enjoyable. Like if they do this and then they wait a year and then do this again and then slowly but surely lay out proper breadcrumbs for Secret Wars, I'm not going to turn away.
The end credit scene was the best part, I think, of the whole movie.
Which one?
The second. Actually, they were both good.
Yeah.
They were both
good. Spoil it for me after
the
show.
Yeah, Martin. Okay, after.
Tell me after the show.
I mean, it's been out long enough. We could just
you think
be, like,
so?
Spoiler alert.
We just say, hey, spoiler, if you haven't seen it yet, please fast forward.
Okay, tell
spoiler.
Me.
Spoiler.
Yeah,
listening.
Tell me.
Go, Martin. Well, first one is Alexei, Red Guardian in grocery store.
Box.
And all he wants is the face on Viti's box.
Too. So that's why they have the Wheaties box ads.
But he's hitting on a woman in the grocery store. He's like, hey.
That's me.
Doesn't that look familiar? That's me.
It's funny.
It's me on box.
I'm gonna go away now. It's like, you remember Old School, that post-credit scene in that movie Old School where Will Ferrell's like in the grocery store and he's talking to a lady and he's like, he's in the cereal aisle hitting on her? That's what it reminds me of.
I'm on Viti's box. I made that thing.
I like, doesn't that look familiar?
And the best end credit scene was basically, so they're in Stark Tower, or Avengers Tower. That's where the new
Julia
home base is.
Julia Louis-Dreyfus
took it over.
Right?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, she,
yeah, yeah, yeah. But they take it over as the new Avengers headquarters, but Avengers with a Z.
It's dumb.
Yeah.
That's David Harbour's idea.
It's his contribution.
Like, but he comes in with like marketing gear on. He's like, I fix marketing problem. Avengers.
Stupid.
I get
and
you
also
one.
Too, like, so basically that thing, that comedy happens there, and then they see like there's an unidentified craft coming from space landing, and then you see the rocket turn, and it's a number 4 on it. So
no fucking way. Holy shit. There's no way they did that.
Which is why they're en route to that universe, which is post-snap.
So do you think Galactus destroys their universe and they have to leave through a portal?
Oh, I forgot to mention.
It's all up in the air, but that's where we're going.
Maybe. What? There's no way they fucking did that.
Martin, you see that?
In Thunderbolts?
Yeah.
That's fucking all the movies, stupid. Right? Yeah. What? Wow.
Crazy.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
What a bizarre movie to do. Like, I could see them doing that at Brave New World, at the end of Brave New World. I did not see coming at all for Thunderbolts.
All Brave New World did was acknowledge why a giant hand was sticking out of the fucking ocean.
Right.
Made of adamantium, nonetheless.
Finally.
Yeah, that's what Brave New World did well, is they introduced adamantium into the universe.
Okay.
That's where I got to that part. So
we're going to have Wolverine.
Yeah.
Finally.
Yeah.
Wolverine. It rhymes with Pulverine.
What'd you watch?
What did I watch? I watched some of the best television that is going to win every single Emmy this year. There's no doubt in my mind. Nathan Fielder is a goddamn genius. I watched season 2 of The Rehearsal.
As soon as you told me about it the other night, I've been looking at clips and I'm like, this guy's insane.
I say that the whole time. I say this man is an absolute psychopath. You can never tell if it's a bit. But you can feel this has very little to do with the first season. The only thing that's similar is that he is setting up rehearsals for people.
What
still.
Was the first season about?
The first season, he's setting up rehearsals for people to get over their social anxieties. So, for example, the first little bit is he has a man on who is afraid to tell the friends that he has on his trivia team that he doesn't actually have a master's degree. But they all think he does, so they always ask him, hey, I've got a job opportunity. You have your master's, right? And then he has to lie. But he's too scared to tell them he doesn't have this. So Nathan uses HBO's money to build an exact replica of the bar, hire actors, and then run rehearsals of him saying, hey, I don't have my master's.
So
his
this
friend,
is a bar that does
so
a
that he
night,
can
right?
get comfortable to do it. Yes. And then he teaches, they go through every scenario that could happen. Like, what if they have a bad reaction to it? What if it's a good reaction? What if they don't care at all? That kind of thing. What if the booth is taken that you guys usually sit at?
Can I cut you off for a second and tell you
Absolutely.
Something? I watched the Osama bin Laden doc on Netflix. No, this totally plays. This totally plays. Give me a second. I'll build it. I'll connect it.
What?
So in it, you find out that SEAL Team 6...
Yeah.
They knew the compound. They knew how to rebuild the compound that Osama was in. So they rebuilt it.
They did rehearsals.
And they did rehearsals.
So
this is CIA level shit Fielder's doing.
This proves to me that this is an actual method that can work for people. And it does. It often does really work for these people. This is what it needs.
Or isn't it just a sense of exposure therapy? That's what it is. It's a lot of that.
But something that's interesting about it is the autism community has really branched onto this. Because a lot of autistic people do something called masking, where they teach themselves how to react to certain situations or react to emotions that people give to them so they can appear more regular like you were.
Oh, that's horrible. I'm so sad.
In a sense, yes. But that's a lot what Nathan does on the show is teaching people what could happen.
Yeah,
here's
yeah.
how you could react to it. So in season 2... As it turns out, Nathan has a deep love for aviation and planes and flying, and not only that, but plane safety. So he...
One might say obsession.
He finds a link between the co-pilot and the captain having absolutely zero communication before and during the flight.
This is fucked up, Martin.
They don't have any relationship whatsoever. A lot of these times, most of the time, they don't know each other at all. Before the flight,
at random?
Yeah, they don't talk to each other. They don't know each other. They don't make conversation. And he thinks because of that, and he has black box videos or audio of planes going down to prove this, that planes are going down because these co-pilots are too afraid to stand up to their pilot, and the whole of all the pilots are too afraid to say, I might have a mental health problem because you could lose your job.
Mm.
So he's saying, if we run rehearsals where these men are allowed to pretend to be characters, maybe it would allow them to speak up in the guise of, oh, I was just playing a character. I wasn't really being myself. You can't fire me for having a mental health disorder. I was just playing my character.
But the character is the mental health disorder that they possibly
exactly.
would have.
As a pilot, you can be fired for
you can be fired
disorder?
For having things like anxiety, depression. You have to fill out a whole chart. He gets into a lot of this. It's completely insane.
Because a lot of, I guess, the ones in the past
so can
were...
nobody in the world be pilots? Because everyone
right?
got those.
Right?
The thing is, it doesn't give you the confidence to say you can you have this thing.
Yeah.
Because in the past, people have lost their jobs because of that. So they give you the form, and the idea is...
That's crazy.
You have to lie on it.
Yeah.
And that's not good.
No.
So
when there's 200 souls
on board.
It's
insane. Like, you can't... Like, no one in this... Like, there's... Well, I wouldn't say no one, but there's a few people who don't have some sort of mental health issue, like
exactly.
anxiety or depression. Everyone's got it. Like, how do you not
I'm on
have
pills.
That?
So they don't feel open to even talk to each other in the cockpit at all, let alone stand up
even,
when you
like,
think something
even
bad
a thing,
is happening.
Because for most jobs, you can't fire somebody because of a medical condition.
Exactly. But it,
the airline...
It's up to the airline. That's exactly it, Michael.
The Federal Airline Association is government... operated so
if you were an independent pilot it wouldn't matter
exactly.
at all
it'd be on you but the interesting thing is that I can see why they say that just because of previous crashes where it's like the plane just fell out of the sky and then they find out that XYZ pilot was like I don't care who I take out like there's a history of that getting by which
well sure but maybe
but I'm not
if
saying
he felt open enough to talk
yes.
about his condition
I'm not
maybe he could
right.
have gotten help for it you know what I mean
the
and a lot of these pilots can't have relationships because of their schedule, or at least when they try to, they don't work out.
Do they even, like, how do I say this? How would they monitor that? Do they have, are pilots, like, assessed by a psychologist every 6 months?
No, they just check a box saying they're fine.
Yeah, exactly.
That's so stupid.
That's it.
I don't want to fly.
It's all very fascinating, and you can feel that, even though Nathan is who he is, and
if
you've seen Nathan for you, so he...
this is
crazy, one of the most fascinating things ever he's done. He ponders that during the reason that Sully was able to land that plane is because him as a captain not only had the confidence to ask his co-pilot, hey, do you have any ideas? And this is all on the black box. And the co-pilot said, I've got nothing. And then there's a 28-second silence on the black box. And Nathan ponders, because he's done a lot of research on Sully as a person, he's read his biography, he's done all the research he can do. Sully loves to talk about how he got his iPod. The whole end of his biography is how he bought his iPod, and he likes Evanescence. Evanescence's bridge to that song that has fucking Wake Me Up is 28 seconds long. So Nathan ponders that Sully was listening to the bridge of that Evanescence song, Bring Me to Life, and then at the end of it decided, we're going in the Hudson. And he saved all those lives that day. Not only because he was open to asking for help, but because he was able to register his emotions.
That's fucking crazy.
That's crazy.
It's
that is
completely
insane.
Before.
These pilots have no way to talk about how they're feeling because of the fear of risking their job. And Nathan is trying to find a way around that by giving them rehearsal opportunities.
The flip side of that, too, is the scene in Sully where they accuse him of the 28 seconds.
Yeah.
And then he's like, in that 28 seconds, let me tell you what I did.
What does he say?
He talks about the calculations.
Yeah, he's going through the calculations in his head.
He's like... Everybody wants him to be like 1 + 1 equals we're going to be fine, right? They want to hear that. That's what they think a pilot does.
But what calculations? What do you mean exactly?
So he's probably figuring out how close he is to turning
around.
Do I
have time?
Do I have time to turn around against how low I am to the ground, my trajectory, my airspeed, the buildings around me, the turning radius of the plane, like all of the things that pilots are trained for that they never do because it's like take off autopilot, autopilot off, land, right?
Right. But think, well, that's happening. Buzzers are going off. Alarms are going off telling him he's going to crash. So he puts in his iPod to fucking think. And
I don't remember them doing that in the movie, but you think he does that?
I don't think he would mention to the government that he was listening to Evanescence when the plane went down.
I mean, I want that to be in the fucking end
you
credits.
You have to watch it, Michael.
I will. Like, this is
he builds an exact replica of the Houston airport with HBO's money. They gave him so much money. He flies the bar that he made across the country.
And this is where the comedy is.
Yes, because he talks about that too. He's like, I can't just make this the documentary that I want it to be because HBO expects it to be a comedy.
Jimmy.
And, yeah.
Do you know where they filmed these? Like, because, you know, they build sets, right? Where did they film this? You know?
I believe Los Angeles.
Los Angeles?
I believe. Yeah. But I don't, like, if everything I told you doesn't sell you on this.
Oh, 100%.
I don't know what else to do.
I had to finish the studio last night.
Everyone's going to be talking about it.
Okay. How many?
This is a 10. I don't care what you say. I don't give. Sure. I don't care what bracket you give me. It's a 10.
What's the lead singer of Evanescence? Amy.
I can't remember.
10 Amys out of 10.
10 Amys out of 10.
10, wake me up.
10, wake me up before you go, go.
Wow. No, that's insane for like a half hour.
It's
HBO.
Incredible. They gave him a lot of money.
What do you think? 20 mil?
You're just going to have to watch.
Does he admit how much?
No, but you'll have an idea when you watch
okay.
it.
Okay, all right.
I mean, if you build a replica of the Houston airport, that's a
an exact replica.
Like, you need a big studio space to do that. Like, that's not
or a place out in the desert and build it from scratch.
And just keep in mind, California. Every episode gets better. None are bad. Every episode just gets better and better.
Yeah, I'm going to watch this tomorrow night when I get back.
You got to. Start with one if you want. Yeah, and if it sucks you in, watch them all.
As long as like it's not congruent, so it doesn't matter where I start.
Do you need to watch season one to get season
you
two?
You do not at all.
No,
no, you don't need to watch season one at all. Yeah.
All right. Well, there you have it, listener. The rehearsal, Captain America, 50% of it. And
and what'd you watch?
And the Thunderbolts, yes. Which
New
Avengers. Yeah, named, you mean New Avengers.
Named after
Avengers.
I think it's the Sacramento something something uh-huh. Thunderbolts is Elena's soccer team, which
wow.
is where the name comes from.
Yeah. All right, well, that makes me happy.
Yeah. You're the Thunderbolts, Elena. Anyways. Martin, what time is it?
12. Oh, no, it's almost noon in Vancouver.
Funny man. Funny man, like he doesn't know what time it is.
What's
funny man.
Time?
At my signal, unleash hell. Push it. Don't push it, I'll give you a war you won't believe.
Goldstein.
Give me a fat beat to beat my buddy chest.
I know what kind of guy you are. I never would have agreed to work with you.
Are you gonna bark all day, mean doggy? Or are you gonna bite? What was that? I'm sorry, I didn't catch you. Could you repeat it?
Before we get started, does anyone want to get out?
But yeah, it's debate. It's debate time, listener. So we're gonna take you. We're gonna take you through the original John Wick.
We're gonna wake you up.
Jimmy's movie pick got picked this week.
Yeah, it did. We had a list. I was like, what about? I thought Fast and the Furious would be a good example because
I thought Star Wars.
Star Wars, yeah.
We gotta talk topical,
right? So and like I mean. It is a rule. With that being said, obviously it's John Wick. Obviously Wes Anderson is directing it. So everything attached to Wes Anderson, we can just put it to the side. It's already there. It already exists. This is for major cast, maybe a little bit of soundtrack, the feel, the vibe, all that fun stuff that's going to come out of it. I have a title. You guys
wow.
want to hear the title?
Yeah.
It's John Wick, A Gentleman's Retaliation. A Wes
that's
Anderson
a good title.
Film.
Let's call it that.
The Italian Retaliation. That's pretty good, Mike. That's pretty good. I like that a lot.
All right. John Wick, The Italian Retaliation.
I like that a lot. Well done. Well, that's easy.
It's the Gentleman Retaliation kind of plays into it. So I figured, because like, it can't just be like John Wick.
Then I have
Wes
a feeling
Anderson.
We picked the same John Wick.
I think we did.
What about John Wick, A Man and His Dog?
Sure, right? It's got to have a something like
the fantastic John Wick
dog.
Yeah, Johnny
the fantastic Daisy.
The fantastic John Wick and the fantastic Daisy.
Fantastic Mrs. Daisy.
I like them all. I mean, it's
John
just...
Wick, Daisy's Last Walk.
Oh.
I think that's it. John Wick, Daisy's Last Walk.
Oh, Lord.
Let's not push that any further. I don't need any more choices in my life. That's perfect. A Wes Anderson film. Okay, so do we want to do the money shot first?
Let's start with the first guy, the main character.
Yeah, you got to start with John Wick and lead from there.
All right, Jonathan.
It'll make the rest of the picks easier.
Martin, you started reviews, so I wonder if this is going to... Because, listener, we haven't talked. We all picked... The rule was we just had to pick from Wes's rigs. Right,
that was Wes's rigs. Yeah,
Wes's rigs. So it, and I mean, sometimes he does pick a random new person. Like Edward Norton isn't a regular.
Michael Cera, this is his first.
Michael Cera's first. Michel Del Toro's first.
Yeah,
but Tilda Swinton's done it before. Angelica's a call on Wes, not Wes.
So what you're saying is it doesn't have to be a reg. It can be someone who is a star.
But you're going to have to argue if you think they deserve to be in a Wes Anderson movie for all three of us. I've stuck regular. So, Martin, let's see.
I stuck regular.
I'm
going to go with, obviously, there's only one person to play John Wick in this, Wes Anderson cast. It's got to be Adrian Brody.
Are you Adrian Brody?
No, I'm not.
You're not Adrian Brody?
No, and I didn't go with
a
reg.
I am also Adrian Brody.
Like, okay, the black hair.
Yeah,
you
it's
can put
be,
some
it's
fuzz
the only
on him.
Who can
no,
play
I
like
get
an
it.
Action hero? Is
no,
Adrian
I understand.
Brody.
And
he's already done it.
No, I understand. I get it. I thought okay. I thought just with the Italian
Did you
retaliation.
Pick Bob Balaban?
No, Gentleman's Retaliation.
I didn't go with a reg. I went with a newcomer. I went with Benicio del Toro, because John Wick is a little older in the movie.
Uh-huh.
I thought, and with
For
some reason, I pictured Benicio del Toro as his character in Usual Suspects.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
That's what I was thinking.
He'd be a hilarious John Wick, John Wick.
Flip you for good.
If it's 90s Benicio, I agree with you, Jimmy. If it's 90s or early 2000s Benicio, I agree. Like Benicio from Sicario was he in Traffic?
He was in Traffic.
He was in Traffic, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, Traffic.
That's fine, but like if we're talking Benicio now, I can't argue that.
What if we're casting John Wick 4?
I just like we're
rebooting the series. It's a reboot.
I know.
Adrian, guys, Adrian won an Oscar. He needs to work. We all know the Oscar curse.
Listen, I know
right?
I lost this one. I understand.
It is 2-1.
Benicio was a more regular
in my picks though, Jimmy.
Oh, okay, great. Yeah. All right. As long as he's in there somewhere.
You know what it is? It's like when Ariana Grande got nominated for Best Supporting Actress for her first major film, and I'm like, I can't.
You don't feel right about
it. I don't feel right about that. I also don't feel right about ignoring Adrian when we are branded as an Adrian Brody podcast.
True.
Like there is a deal we signed.
True, true.
So let me just get a notepad up here and mark down.
I did pick Bob Balaban.
Brody as John Wick, the Baba Yaga.
Tilda Swinton as John Wick.
I was thinking that actually.
I'm kind of into it.
I'm into it too. She can rock a pantsuit like nobody's business.
But I also do have a Tilda Swinton.
I do as well.
Okay. All right. So there's that. Where's my list here? There it is. All right. So
shoot. Who's next?
I mean, I have a history.
You know.
With this specific role, we did do. A dog debate. I think I did 4 D's there.
Terrible.
That's alliteration. We did do a dog debate.
That was a rough one for
you. I tried to make Daisy, I tried to bring Daisy all the way to the end. I thought she was one of the most pivotal dogs
She's
on the
screen. She's no littlest hobo, Mike.
But yeah, sure. I mean, looking back, it was a bad decision. But I feel, now, okay, so we've got Adrian Brody.
We got him to admit that. That's a good first step.
Also, I mean, like, if Adrian Brody was to do this, I don't know if we have to do it in the same order, but it kind of would be nice maybe that we do Daisy next. And for Daisy, because we've seen dogs, right, and we know that he can do animation as well as he can do whatever, so maybe we throw a little bit of, like, sideways animation.
What are
like,
you possibly thinking
I'm
right
thinking
now?
Saoirse Ronan as Daisy's voice as a flashback. Is it Saoirse or Saoirse?
Saoirse?
Saoirse? Saoirse?
What are you talking about?
Saoirse Ronan, the Irish lady from like a few different Wes Anderson movies.
Yeah.
She did Lady Bird, Hummingbird.
Lady Bird.
Oh, I know you're talking about. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Saoirse Ronan for the voice of Daisy. Because I don't want Daisy to be an animal.
Oh,
I want Daisy to be a voiced character. So that's.
I hate you, Mike.
Okay, but just follow me here. Like, Fantastic Mr. Fox. Dogs, all of the animation shit that ties into that. It would be funny to just have this one animated character Because it's Wes Anderson. We can get away with it.
I'm going to kill you.
We can get away with it. Does anybody else have an idea for a voice for Daisy?
I'm going to say this. I also picked I picked a claymation dog.
He gets
like
it.
A beagle.
He gets it.
But since it's going to be, they do violence to the dog, it's claymation, so it's a little bit more accepting.
Okay.
Just that one scene. Just that one scene will be claymation. That's it.
Kind of like Kill Bill.
But the dog will be voiced by George Clooney.
That's funny. Why do the animals have voices for you guys?
Because they're Wes Anderson movies.
He doesn't have talking animals in his live action movies, does
no.
he?
He has talking animals in his animated
movies.
No,
I know!
It's George Clooney. I'm putting George Clooney in.
We're able to do whatever we want here, man. Why are you arguing? Get outside the lines.
I am outside the lines. Just like I am outside the lines on mine.
Okay.
I species swapped and I cast the cat from the movie Keanu, the Key and Peele movie.
Oh, you species swapped.
I species swapped. How do you feel about that?
So Daisy's
you guys
now
didn't even
a
cast a puppy, by the way. It's not as sad if you stomp a dog. It's sadder if you stomp a puppy. I chose a kitten because that's even sadder.
Obviously, it's a puppy. It's a beagle puppy.
Yeah.
Like, it's the same animal. It's just George Clooney has to I picked George Clooney for this one. I'm sorry. Like I
hate you guys so much.
I think it's George Clooney.
God damn it.
Like, George, as the voice
they
of Daisy.
They kill a kitten that would have stayed a kitten forever.
I mean, I think it's funny that it's a female name.
I'll agree with your kitten, Jimmy, as long as it's claymation and voiced by George Clooney.
I'm fine with it. Okay, I can meet in the middle on that.
Okay.
I can meet with a cat voiced by George Clooney named Dick instead of Daisy.
I hate you guys.
Or Durbin.
What if we name the. We can still name the cat Keanu.
We can
by
still
the way.
Name the cat Keanu, yes.
Because it's.
But it has
because
to be
Keanu.
Yes, okay. Yeah. So Keanu. Voiced by George Clooney is a cat.
Claymation.
Oh, Jesus, that's a lot to write.
I hate you guys.
Fine, fair enough.
Hey, we gave you your pick.
Yeah, I know. I got what I wanted.
Daisy.
The vote went through the House of Congress and the Senate floor, so it got changed.
You guys added a bunch of bills to it.
Now we buried a bunch of fucking shit in the bottom of that.
I got my way, but you guys took away clean water.
Yeah, no more Medicaid for you, buddy.
Fluoride in your water.
God damn it.
We're going to drill in your town.
Oh, man. We're going to frack in my backyard. There's $10 a day daycare, but you guys are going to frack.
Yeah, I own the daycares.
Oh, man.
That's how that works. Okay, let's see the list here.
Yeah.
This is a no specific order listener, so I think Winston is a good idea. We have
Ian McShane. Let's recast that right
now. Okay.
Can I go first this time?
Yes, you can. Yes,
this
you can.
Is where I have gender swapped into putting Tilda Swinton into this character.
Jimmy, that is my exact pick.
Yeah!
Oh, I got a lot of work to do.
I don't know why. I can't really put a pin on it, but I feel like Tilda would perfectly.
She would crush us as a Winston.
He just has like this stoic thing that Tilda can also pull off.
Look at the Ancient One in
yeah,
in
that's
kind of
what
right?
I'm thinking. Or even like Gabriel and Constantine.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Exactly.
We're on a big Keanu kick.
I mean, I went with the obvious.
Who?
I went with Gustav. I went with the Grand Budapest Hotel.
Oh, okay.
I went with Ralph Fiennes. And I only did that because I've seen him do the regal, like he's M in Bond.
No, that's a good pick.
Right? But I like this Tilda Swinton thing for the simple, like, they've worked together before.
They have.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, if Keanu would be obviously consulted on this just to make sure it stays in the somewhat grounded in the world of John Wick, but Tilda Swinton, Keanu. Yeah, I mean, I could sit here all day and tell you why Ralph Fiennes is amazing and a chameleon and can do whatever he wants.
No doubt.
But I'm outvoted, and there's a schedule to keep. There's meat being smoked. So, yeah, I think the reason you guys are saying Tilda Swinton is because her deadpan is great.
I thought about giving her the, what's his name, Riddick.
Vin Rams? No.
Vin Diesel?
Vin Diesel?
No, Lance Riddick.
Oh, Lance Kendrick?
Oh, Lance Kendrick, who played him. Yeah, Lance Kendrick played the concierge. Oh, sorry.
Yeah,
No.
Isn't that
sorry.
Lance Riddick?
No. We're doing... I fucked up the... We did Winston, the hotel manager.
No, I didn't think we were doing a different character.
Lance Riddick,
I thought
Lance
Tilda
Riddick.
Swinton would have been great as Reddick's character as well.
Oh, so she can do both. She can be the concierge.
If we didn't give Tilda Swinton
Lance
this
Kendrick.
Role,
I
thought, okay, well, we can definitely put her in this position.
Yeah, watching her hold a hotel... And be.
I thought that would have been cool.
And Ian McShane is English or Irish. He's
right,
European.
Right. It kind of fits.
It fits, right? Yeah. I'm down with.
I thought we nailed it.
Tilda in Grand Budapest is like, even just playing the crazy old lady in the background that
she's great,
loves her cake, is all right.
She's lovely.
Who do we want to do next?
We can do Lance Kendrick.
Okay, all right.
Tilda. Sharon, the concierge.
Swinton.
It is Lance Reddick, by the way.
Why is he saying Kendrick? Who's Lance Kendrick?
Just, you know, don't Kendrick? Come for us.
Lance Kendrick, is that, that is a, I know it's a name, Martin, I just don't know who. Okay. All right, back to the drawing board here. All right, so Sharon the concierge. All right.
This is kind of a tough one.
It is because they are a tag team.
Yeah.
Right. So you need someone.
I went with Jeffrey Wright.
Who's gonna have that with?
So,
that's an interesting pick.
See, I did what you did with Tilda.
My man Jeffrey Wright.
I did what you did with Tilda. I had Jeffrey Wright as either this or someone else, which I will concede for someone else because I think my pick for the concierge is the best place for him.
Okay.
He's a commonly used character. It is not a Wes Anderson movie without him. This is
a good point.
Bill fucking Murray.
Yeah, I had a feeling you were going that way.
I think,
and
now,
that's an easy role for him to do too.
It is. It's not a lot of work. You can shoot him out in a week, right? Like,
I have Bill Murray for something else.
Of course,
okay.
This is going to be a crossover of all crossovers because it's like they're so good at everything that you can do in his movies. But I think Bill Murray's great for this because now we can add a sense of humor into it where like Lance was helpful and Lance was
stoic
and like all of like very behind the scenes, but it'd be funny now to have him like get involved, right?
And seeing Bill Murray turn around at the
at the counter the first time and be like, oh, you look like shit, John. Right, like, you can have a drink. I was gonna have a drink after. Let's have a drink together. Let's talk about what's going on. And he just like, you know, improv shoot the shit.
I'm leaning towards Bill Murray as well, but I want to hear, can we hear where Martin wants Bill Murray to be?
I want Bill Murray to be the gangster.
Okay. The Bowery King?
Papa Gangster.
Wow.
Oh,
gangster.
No, Russian.
The uncle?
The uncle.
Yeah. Because his nephew is the one who kills John Wick's dog,
right?
No, the
dad. Dad is the
it's
one.
That's his
son.
Dad?
Dad's
okay,
son.
It's a father and son.
Yeah, that's Alfie Allen's dad is the gangster,
yeah.
Right?
So. I watched John Wick kill a man with a
pencil. I want Bill Murray as the gangster role.
All right.
What if
I think Bill Murray's too old for the concierge.
What if we did Edward Norton as the concierge?
Edward Norton as a concierge is fine.
How do you feel about
Jeffrey
that?
Wright, just kinda like
okay,
that,
why do you like
Edward
Jeffrey
Norton.
Wright?
Yeah, tell us why you like Jeffrey Wright as that role.
I just like Jeffrey Wright because, I mean, he's in Wes Anderson movies. If you want that stoic kind of helpful role, that's Jeffrey Wright. Look at him in all his roles. Look at him in, like,
Arnold.
What was it, The Maze Runner?
Burn Arnold is a great
example.
Look
at him in The Last of Us as well. He's in season two, so.
Let's go Jeffrey Wright. I'm going to jump that way. I think Martin's right.
Oh, man. Okay. All right. Jeffrey Wright. And it fucking, there's no wrong answer.
He fits
here. That's
that,
the
man.
Thing.
No. I think he fits that so well.
I just
Martin's
want the
right.
most points.
We
He's
all win here
He's
today.
He's always calculating, right? All his characters are very calculating,
right.
Logical.
He'd be,
his voice sounds like that.
One
Adrian
of those
Brody stumbles in. Jeffrey Wright's there to know exactly how he needs help.
Exactly. Yeah. Okay. All right.
Okay. I'm into that. Who's next? The nephew or the son? Sorry.
Let me check the list.
So wait, are we agreeing on Bill Murray as Papa Gangster?
Well, no. I would like
there.
To submit for that before we agree to that.
I'm open to ideas.
I was thinking the Bowery King.
Is that the
Lawrence Fishburne? Let's.
Oh, that's tough.
That's where I had Jeffrey Wright.
Oh man.
That's where I had him.
Man, shit. Oh, no.
I am the motherfucking king. Can you imagine him breaking? Like when Denzel broke in the Gladiator 2?
I was thinking Goldblum as Bowery King.
That's interesting, too.
I love Goldblum.
If you want someone big, Goldblum can play big.
Yeah,
look at him as the leader in that, what was that, Marvel movie? In Ragnarok?
Oh, Thor Ragnarok, yeah.
Oh, man.
You can just play an outland. Jeff Goldblum can play an outlandish character. Like, you know what I mean? Just
Who'd you have for Bowery
silly,
King?
But
I kind of split him up into two, and I have both Wilson brothers.
Luke and
the Bowery
the
Kings.
Wilson brothers
the
as
Bowery,
the Bowery
Kings.
Kings.
Oh!
I like
Ooh.
That.
Oh, that's interesting. Because
have they done one together? Like, have they done a lot of
Rocket,
Wes Anderson?
Rocket, wasn't it?
They did do, Luke. Hey, Luke.
It was
Bottle Rocket. It's his first one. Yes, that's the only one I think they've done together. But isn't
imagine bringing them back for something like this to play?
I like your idea, Jimmy, as the combination Bowery Kings.
Yeah,
I thought that'd be really fun.
And then one is like just a lazy
It can't just be John Wick, you know? It can't just be the exact same. There's got to be little differences.
Well, and this is what you do with a Wes Anderson movie, right? You're like, let's turn it upside down.
I like the bickering brothers.
Add peach to it. Fuck the color hue. Shrink the screen size. Pick a odd, weird soundtrack, and then it's Wes Anderson. Okay.
I like it. The Bowery Kings, Luke and Owen Wilson.
I got them. We got them, Ma.
But they have to be claymation.
God damn it.
You get your dog.
Every time. How do I keep losing these?
The Owen brothers.
The Owen brothers.
All right.
They're both named Owen.
Well, the brothers, the brothers Wilson.
The brothers Owen.
Yeah. Okay, we'll do this at the same time because I feel it's a combo, right? So it's Viggo and it's Iosef. Is that how we say it, Martin? Or is it
Yosef?
Yosef. Okay. So we have Yosef Tarasov.
Yosef, you're the new Phoenician, bro.
Thank you.
Iosef? So we have Viggo and Yosef Tarasov, the father and son combination. Martin, you go first with this one.
For this one, Bill Murray is a dad. That's what I had.
Okay.
And then as a son, Jason Schwartzman.
Interesting.
Okay.
I had Willem Dafoe. We're gonna switch it up.
Yeah.
Because I know we've got him as the original contract killer.
Okay.
So we're gonna take him out of that role. But like we said before, there are certain people who've done both.
Okay.
So I'm just gonna maneuver him.
All right.
Because he doesn't have that big of a role.
He should have more.
And I think there was more shot. They may have just cut it for time.
Okay.
But I wanna move him into the Russian role as the father, and I want Timothée Chalamet as the son.
Okay.
Jimmy?
I like Martin's of the Bill Murray and the Schwartzman. I had Schwartzman, Michael Cera.
Schwartzman is the
dad. I don't mind Schwartzman, Michael Cera. I just want to have Bill Murray in this fucking movie. That's it.
Bill Murray's got to be somewhere.
Okay.
But I thought that would be so funny to have Michael Cera as the shit-eating son.
Can we do Bill Murray and Michael Cera?
You know what's funny?
Yeah, I'm into that.
You know what's funny? Like, Michael Cera and Jason Schwartzman can both play the shit eating son. Like you just
absolutely,
we could have two sons.
Absolutely,
if we have two kings, we could have two sons.
We could have
twice
two sons.
The kills,
right?
What if we have an older, younger son?
Like, I like that.
What if we replace the bodyguard that was with him that day in the car?
Yeah,
with
Jason
another brother.
Let's do it.
Okay,
Jason Schwartzman is the older brother. Michael Cera is the younger brother who gets in the shit and has to clean up his.
And Bill Murray is the Russian father. Holy shit.
With a pencil.
Holy shit, I like this cast, boys.
Is this the greatest movie ever made?
Father Bill Murray, because I'm not spelling out their Russian name.
Two sons.
Sons.
Because you can't have the Beaudry Kings without having the Russian sons.
Yeah, no, you're right.
A lot of twins in this movie.
Oh, we got to cast Miss Perkins as well.
Okay, Miss Perkins.
Harvey Keitel.
Mr. Perkins? Is it Mr. Perkins now?
I would have gone with ScarJo.
ScarJo is
an interesting choice.
ScarJo is a very interesting choice.
He's already an action star.
I'm going to make this so fucking odd because I'm going to go back to the original. I'm going to go Gwyneth Paltrow.
Angelica Houston.
Okay. Maybe Angelica. Yeah. We moved Willem. So let's bring Angelica Houston into the first one because she's also in the second one.
Yeah.
We don't get to the adjudicator till the second. So Angelica Houston is Miss Perkins fighting Adrian Brody.
Fighting that's like a hate crime for elderly abuse. You know what I mean? That's
yeah, but that makes abuse. She's so fucking badass, man. Like the woman that she plays, like when she plays Steve's wife in Life Aquatic.
Yeah.
No fuck around. Angelica Houston could break you in fucking half. Like, break you in half or make you succumb to her fucking charms.
The wife will be played by ScarJo, Mrs. Wick, the dead wife.
The dead wife?
I like that. I'm into that.
Because we have the flashbacks, right? Okay.
Yep.
Okay, so Angelica gets Mrs. Perkins and dead wife is ScarJo.
ScarJo.
Holy shit. Okay, let me write this out here.
We're casting the entire movie.
Yeah, well, we're on time here. We're all right. So dead wife... is ScarJo, because that was the Atomic Bomb movie, right? Ribisi was in that too. Okay, dead wife ScarJo, Miss Perkins.
Do we just need like Wazamo then?
Angelica.
Wazamo and Willem Dafoe. Right. Marcus, his character needs to be cast.
Okay. We actually need two more. We need
Leguizamo.
Leguizamo's.
But we need Defoe's.
Defoe's.
And Defoe's character, but there's actually a third.
Who?
The narrator.
I forgot that there's
Who's a narrator?
There's no narrator in John Wick movies.
But there is in Wes Anderson
movies.
Oh, yeah.
See? We'll get through this.
Okay, let's do narrator first. I have a good idea for narrator.
I have a great idea for narrator.
Shoot.
Okay, I'm going to go on Alec Baldwin. Roll Tannenbaums. Roll Tannenbaums. He can't shoot anybody. It's fine.
It's, he shouldn't have a gun.
There's no reason for him to have a gun.
I'm going to go see Rust.
But I think Alec Baldwin, maybe even
Billy Baldwin. Harvey Keitel or Samuel L. Jackson.
Is Samuel L. Wes Anderson regular?
He's not, but he would do so
as
well.
As a narrator.
If he hasn't been in one, I don't know if you can use him.
But hang on. This is where we said we talk about this. Alec Baldwin was only the narrator. Alec Baldwin hasn't
But that still counts. He's been a part of a Wes Anderson.
Sure, but he hasn't been on screen. So if you don't know the voice, right?
Then maybe Harvey Keitel.
Actually, you know what? Bryan Cranston.
Ah.
Bryan Cranston. Bryan Cox.
Bryan Cranston.
Now, Michael, this isn't Brian Cox.
I know. I know. He's not going to yell at me for no fucking reason. He's not going to get mad at my method acting. Bryan Cranston. Bryan Cranston. Yeah.
Wasn't he the big
Isle of
head?
Dogs.
He was the big head in Power Rangers.
He was in Isle of Dogs. And he's also in the studio, too, as the studio head.
Excellent.
The studio owner. Okay, so Bryan
Cranston.
Malcolm in the Middle.
Who doesn't love a little Malcolm in the Middle?
It's coming back.
Reboot. Okay, so that leaves. Who did that leave?
Let's do Leguizamo.
Leguizamo. We need the guy.
So here,
who...
Jimmy. This is why I picked Benicio.
Yeah.
To come in and play.
I think Benicio fits it pretty well, and we haven't used him, so.
I'm gonna say Donald Glover.
I like.
Was
Donald
he in
Glover.
Wes Anderson's?
He was in the Tannenbaums.
Oh, you're right. Wow.
Right. That's you want to talk
I
some jive.
Remember
I'll
that,
talk
yeah.
some jive.
Donald Glover's
he's Angelica Houston's new husband in Royal Tannenbaums.
It's just.
And he's old, he's crusty, right? Like, instead of having Leguizamo, who's got that cool Spanish style, right?
Yeah.
As like a criminal and all that shit. We are Wes Anderson, right? So I'm just throwing the bottom of my hat now because I didn't have anybody for Leguizamo.
I think let's go Benicio.
Benicio?
Benicio's good.
It's so adjacent.
He's got that mumble thing he can do instead of the...
Yeah, I agree. What the fuck?
Yeah. Okay, so what's Leguizamo's character's name again? We never say
Aurelio.
It. Aurelio. Thank you.
Yeah.
We don't say it enough, so.
Do we?
And we're going to spell it wrong, too.
What can you do?
A-U-R-E-L-I-O.
Not how I spelt it.
So Willem Dafoe's character is like the classic
hitman.
Assassin. The old
He's the
assassin.
Hitman who gets the first contract.
Well, you know, I'll say we haven't used Keitel. We haven't used Edward Norton.
I was thinking Norton for this one.
Even Goldblum.
Or Goldblum.
You know what? Goldblum.
Was I was thinking.
Goldblum.
Because who fits the Wes Anderson theme the most?
As the eccentric hitman, right? As the kooky hitman.
Both Norton and Goldblum can play.
Yes.
I think they can both
yes, I can kill him. Yes, I can do that.
And so unassuming.
Right?
Whereas Willem Dafoe, if you see him coming towards you, you think you're going to die.
Yeah.
I just think his character from Boondock Saints.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a manic
character.
Did
we use Willem? Did we swap Willem? But we didn't do your idea.
What we did was we used Angelica from Mrs. Perkins.
Right.
But we haven't cast Dafoe. So we could leave Dafoe
as Dafoe. We could just leave Dafoe.
I mean, Dafoe is Dafoe. Fuck Dafoe.
Yeah, I think we should just use Willem Dafoe.
But then he's like, hey, stop being Dafoe. Be Wes Anderson Dafoe, right? Be the Dafoe in Life Aquatic, where it's like, do you know Zazisu? Right?
I think we have to leave him as his character.
It's wrong if we. I mean, yeah, okay.
He's already there.
Is there a name for the hitman,
Martin?
Murray,
we got
to
have Willem Dafoe.
Wes Anderson's going to cast him anyways.
But he has to be in claymation during all the violence.
Fuck you. Go play a video game.
I think, not jumping ahead, but I think I have the perfect location for us.
Where are we shooting?
Winnipeg.
Okay.
After nobody, tell me Winnipeg wouldn't be perfect.
You know. You're right. Like, I've seen Winnipeg.
I was thinking the French Riviera.
What's so
that's
great
what
about
thinking.
That?
That has Wes Anderson all over it.
It doesn't have the Winnipeg charm.
I would like the Caribbean. I think we haven't seen a Caribbean-based
Wes Anderson
movie yet, right? So we're due for some like steel drum soundtrack.
Why not
shit.
All three?
I mean, you know, why not? It's a traveling hitman,
well, you know,
right?
It's a traveling hitman movie.
John Wick 4 can be take place in Winnipeg.
Thank you. True. I'll take that.
Okay.
That's what the studio promised
somehow
me.
Somehow brings him there. I don't know how that World of
That's where he retires.
Brings him to Winnipeg, Manitoba.
Like, it's always one place, right? Like, Limited is India, and the camp one, I can't remember the camp name one. That's in...
It's probably somewhere in, like, northeastern United States.
Right.
Like,
and then, like, Life Aquatic is underwater. Like, it's always one place. So, like... Where's that one place? There's Winnipeg. There's the French Riviera. I think we could use...
We have had French before.
We have had French. Mm. Yeah.
I think I'm going to go Caribbean with Mike.
What about the Italian Amalfi Coast?
I'm going Caribbean with Mike.
I think we need to go to St. Thomas. I need to go to the Virgin Islands.
I'm into that.
All right. All right.
I'm going
and the colors
you.
Work, right? Like, it's bright colors.
I could imagine what he'd do with it.
All right.
Excellent location.
The Caribbean.
Oh, I just watched A Real Pain off topic a little bit, but Winnipeg got a little mention in A Real
they
Pain.
They did. Don't they mention it like a tourist fact or something?
Yeah, the... I forget his name, but one of the characters is with them on the tour in Poland, and he talks about how he recently converted to Judaism after his family moved from Rwanda to Winnipeg.
It's the Eisenberg and the...
Yeah, and Kieran Culkin
story?
I like the movie... I understand why the movie itself didn't win anything, but Kieran Culkin, yeah, he deserved it. He was fantastic.
I did have a note that
it's
I
on
wanted.
Disney Plus.
I think you guys can agree with me. I wanted all the weapons to be like antique revolvers.
You want it to be a Western?
Yeah. Well, not a Western, but like.
No, no,
Western
muskets.
Anderson.
With like, but like, muskets. You know how in 4 where they're like dueling pistols and all that shit?
Sure.
So this plays better with this because having like a modified Glock with. You know,
doesn't
a
fit a West Anderson.
It's too grounded in crime.
That.
So like,
only weapons during the 1800s.
Yeah, thank you. Dueling pistols, rapiers, right? Exploding umbrellas, like funny, dumb, classic shit. That's more about like the single shot instead of the John Wick shoot off.
You know what happens when I listen to Harvey Weinstein talk?
What?
I get rapiers.
That's a good joke.
Thank you.
That's a really good joke. I think we can all agree we got to go 4x3, right? We can't have a widescreen. Yeah. This can't be cinematic like John Wick. It's got to be contained inside of a smaller frame.
No, you're right.
Did anybody have any notes for soundtrack? Like,
I thought
Danny Elfman is doing.
Okay,
I said the same thing.
I had Alexander Desplat.
What did he do? He doesn't even know. We're going Elfman.
That's what that happens when you try to sound smart, listener.
I want whoever Coogler got for Sinners.
That was a dude who did Mandalorian.
That's who I want.
That's the German guy.
I'm throwing that into the hat.
I'm okay with the Mandalorian taking it.
There you see? I thought you might be. I want soundtrack from Sinners.
What's his name? God damn it.
Because I watched that movie 2 times. And it is incredible. It's been in theaters for like 3 months, it feels
Ludwig Göransson.
Yeah, love him. Let's do it.
Yeah, I mean, he's...
I don't care.
He's on his way to being like the next John
Williams.
He's
going to be the guy, yeah.
Like, he's got a lot of...
I think he's great. Like, he nailed it. That movie should win. I don't know what that's going to win, but Sinners should win something.
It has to. It really has to.
Costumes, I don't care, whatever.
Probably screenplay, a best original screenplay.
I'd really appreciate that. I think if they won... Honestly, they deserve an Academy Award for that movie. It is.
Well,
incredible.
we got a
Who's making
7
this?
7 months, 8 months?
We've got a few months.
Something like Neon, something like A24.
Amblin Entertainment.
Fuck you and your big tentpole shit. No.
Give them all the money to make this movie.
Do you know Amblin was Steven Spielberg's first movie title?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I read that the other day.
Who does Wes Anderson usually make his movies with?
I think he's Focus, actually.
Okay.
He's obviously got his own.
Focus.
Wes Anderson production.
I want Amblin. I want them to have all the money that they could ever need for this cast.
So his is Indian Paintbrush. That's his main production company. But I believe Focus, some independent
Depends
version
what he's
of
making.
A studio, yeah. Right? Not the big wing of Warner Brothers, but something that Warner Brothers. Like,
I want Ketchup Entertainment to make this. The studio that
Rockstar
bought Wile E. Coyote.
I have Studio Babelsberg is who he makes it with.
Babelsberg? I mean.
Yeah, Wes Anderson collaborates with Studio Babelsberg for production. He has worked with, Indian Paintbrush, a production company owned by his friend and investor, Stephen
Rowles. Because when you do a Wes Anderson movie, you do it on the cheap. Nobody gets paid. It's like a compliment to get to do one, right?
That's why it's all claim. All the fight scenes will be
claymation. We got to keep it in the budget.
Claymation blood.
All right. You guys want to go through this for listener here?
Sure.
So The John Wick, A Gentleman's Retaliation, recasting brought to you by The Real Debaters of 2025. Adrian Brody will play John Wick. Daisy, as the dog, will be cast as George Clooney in a claymation animation style.
Hell yeah, that's my one pick that I wanted in.
Tilda Swinton will be our hotel manager. Jeffrey Wright will be our concierge. Our Bowery Kings will be the Wilson brothers, Owen and Luke. Our father and son's situation from the Russian mobsters. We will have Bill Murray as the father with Michael Cera and Jason Schwartzman as the sons. Our dead wife is ScarJo. Our female assassin in the hotel room with John is Angelica Houston. Narrator is Bryan Cranston. Aurelio, our car mechanic, guy, our mechanic, is going to be played by Benicio Del Toro. Marcus, our original hitman, stays as Willem Dafoe because why fuck a good thing? We're shooting in the Caribbean, and our soundtrack is going to be performed by Ludwig Göransson with a lovely, kooky score.
With there sequels you have it, in listener. Winnipeg.
With sequels in Winnipeg, yes. With follow-up films in Winnipeg. Because David Leitch did the first one.
David Lynch?
Leitch.
David Lynch.
That's no. The next one we should do.
That's the guys who own 87 North.
Let's recast Blue Velvet.
Sure, yes. Yes. Harvey Keitel is everything. But
I think we nailed this one. This might be one of our best ever.
I think they just always need to be Wes Anderson.
This was so easy.
Yeah. This is. Well, it's a lot easier when you're.
When he has all these regulars.
Right? Like, he's got a suitcase of fucking talent.
We could do this for Coogler.
We should
someday.
Next do Tarantino.
Tarantino's got a lot of regulars. But Coogler's starting to get some regulars, too. It's just Michael B. Jordan plays everybody. Yeah.
Plays five people.
Yeah.
That's fine.
We can do it. He's got two. Why can't he do three?
So, sorry, I was wrong from the beginning, I should say. It's the Phoenician scheme, not sound. Everybody's been losing their shit the whole episode. It's literally, here's the title for it, okay?
Okay.
If something gets in your way, flatten it. The story of a family and a family business. That is all this movie is explained to be.
Interesting.
So, like, you have to go see, like, even if...
It sounds like, a fracking advertisement.
It
but
is.
But, like, okay, Michael Cera, first time. Riz Ahmed, first time. Tom Hanks, first time or second time?
That can't be true.
Bryan
really?
Cranston, Matthew.
I don't think Tom Hanks has been in a movie.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah, Tom Hanks, Jeffrey Wright, ScarJo, Benedict Cumberbatch, Rupert Friend, Hope Davis, Bill Murray, Willem Dafoe, Alex Jennings, Charlotte Gainsbourg, F. Murray Abraham, Scott Shepard, which
the
we've seen in a ton
for
of stuff.
Fuck.
Donald Suppner. I don't know if you know who Donald Suppner is. He played Martin.
Fuck Murray Abraham.
Say it again.
Donald Suppner played the family mage in Game of Thrones.
I like his son.
He was the Stark.
Oh, the guy who he was like the, what do you call it? The doctor or whatever in Winterfell.
Yeah, oh, exactly.
Right?
I like Donald Sumner's son better. Kiefer Sumner?
But like, I mean, Wes Anderson movies are always such a, I remember the first one I saw was on a date.
Oh, those are date movies.
The girl was like, you need to see The Life Aquatic. And I'm like, I don't think I've got enough, like, I don't think I'm smart enough to watch this movie.
That was nice of you.
This was pre-hardcore movie fan, Mike.
Yeah, like, wow. I didn't have the chops then. I mean, like, you like movies and shit, but, like, you don't...
You didn't know.
I didn't take it on as a secondary vocation to understand at that age. Sure, I'll watch your movie if I can spoon you. Like, that's really what
the
it
F
was.
F for Michael stands for fuck.
Yeah. Yeah.
F Michael Abraham.
Yeah, Michael rhymes with vagina, which rhymes with fun. But, like, yeah, so I watched it, and, like, I got it. And I remember getting it, and I also remember not getting any that night, too, which was fine.
Yeah.
But, like, I remember getting it, and I remember being like, this is what movies can be. Like, they're not just...
Wow. His frontal lobe.
Like, it's called film.
Yeah. Well, fuck yeah.
His
sure.
frontal
Cinema.
Lobe developed that day.
It did. It did, because I was like, this is a different kind of funny. This is a different kind of scene dynamic. This is a different
kind of
acting.
This is what movies can be.
This is what they can be. And, I mean, I was in my mid-20s at the time, I think.
Yeah.
So, like, I didn't know shit, right? I mean, yeah, fuck Godfather, Scarface. Face, right?
Fedora
yeah.
Michael didn't know anything about movies.
Fedora Michael knew nothing about movies.
Not Fedora Michael. Fingerless
cocaine,
glove Michael.
Cocaine, dance floors, eyeliner, nail polish, and pickup clubs. Those are the things I knew.
Fedora Michael liked music more.
Yeah.
He was a music man.
Yeah, he was. Definitely was. My music skills.
Do you love Weezer?
No, it was My Chemical Romance. That's what it was.
It was.
It really was His Chemical Romance.
Yeah, yeah. Listener, if you think this is wrong, and shit, I wanted to throw a lyric from Fall Out Boy in there, but I can't remember one.
Break down that gin and kerosene.
There you go. Thank you. Yeah. If you have an idea, if you think we fucked up, if you think this is wrong, because there's no right answer to this, but if you think we should have
what
maybe,
do you think?
What do you think? Exactly.
Who's your John Wick? Who's your Wes Anderson John Wick?
Comment on our social media if you want to be mentioned on the show. Comment here in the show notes. Send us an email with your idea. We're communicable. You can talk
it's
to
true.
Us. We tell us all the time. I know a lot of you are nervous. I know a lot of you are like, I don't want to be on some random podcast forever. But, like, go behind a fake fucking name.
Yeah.
Like, do whatever. You don't have to be you. We just want your opinion. We don't care
you
about.
You think Jimmy Skinner's my real name?
Right? Like, you know how long it took me to remember that? Tom?
Shut up.
But show notes have the voicemail link, so do it. Be cool. Be a part of the. Be a part of masturbating with us each year and every week. Hope to see you at trivia.
Charles is AI.
Yeah, Charles. Charles isn't even real. Just see how expensive the fucking subscription is for that app.
Don't be afraid.
Yeah. Rest in peace to Charles. Was supposed to be here today, but Charles.
He's not dead. We just wanted to get a good night's rest.
Yeah. Yeah. And he. Yeah. Sore tummy from the munchies. We've all been there.
You got him too high.
Yeah.
It's National Cheeseburger Week on Skip the Dishes, so you can buy one QP with cheese and get another one free.
Why'd you say that, man? That's what I'm going to do when I get home.
I had two last night.
You have to order on Skip, though. It's not at McDonald's. You have to order.
Oh,
on
so
Skip.
I don't get the points?
Yeah. Not paid for by Skip, ladies and gentlemen. That's just how good Martin
is. We could
is.
Be.
We could be.
We could be.
Yeah. Imagine if they did that. Oh, man, cheeseburgers.
Well, they did fire a lot of people.
They did, yeah.
I don't know if I don't know if we would have made the cut.
Let's pick up the Real Debaters podcast after we fired half our fucking staff. That's a good business investment. Listener, thank you for tuning in.
Aaron can just work for us.
Exactly. I've been Willem Dafoe.
Oh, God. I'm the 12-pack of Pilsners guy.
I've been Fuck Furry Abraham.
It's got to be what it stands for.
Yeah, it stands for fuck.
Watch everything. Watch all the movies. Watch all the TV. Listen. Get back to us. Say bye, everybody.
Bye, everybody.
Bye, F. Murray. Fuck Abraham.
Fuck Murray.
Fuck Murray.
Let me give you a good one. Which 90s boy band was almost in Attack of the Clones?
Shift. What?
Was it Backstreet Boys?
It was NSYNC.
NSYNC?
NSYNC
oh,
was almost count.
That.
I believe they were almost called to be Jedi Council.
Oh, my God. Imagine seeing, like, Lance as a Jedi
Chris,
Council member.
Chris Kirkpatrick
or
whatever.
Fatone. Joey Fatone.
Jedi Joey Fatone.
Yeah.
Jedi JT.
Let me do one more for you. This one you might know. Who are the two comedians slash actors behind the voice of BB-8?
Oh, I don't know that one. I actually don't know.
Ben Schwartz and Bill Hader.
I don't really follow trivia from the new trilogy. So
those are kind of, like, Michael, Charles, and Emily have, like, actual Star Wars trivia, whereas mine is just, you know, stupid and makes people mad.
And this is the new format.
That makes me mad because it's so stupid.
Well, no, there's three rounds that you can earn points in that you have to know shit, right? Like, everyone will know shit.
Yeah.
But then there's the one round for the real
the
fucking
nerds.
The nerds and the hardcore and the people who just love knowing dumb shit, right? Like, there's the dumb shit round. That's the
because that's what we did with Simpsons.
I don't
we
even
did...
think that like that's NSYNC is a hardcore nerd fan. That's just like I love NSYNC fan. That's a trivia.
But
NSYNC
then imagine if there's a Star Wars fan there who brought their girlfriend from the 90s.
Yeah, and then they're like, you're like, oh, it's NSYNC.
That's where the help comes in.
Oh my God, #JediJoeyFatone. That's like
that's amazing.